So last weekend, Kung Fu Panda 4 finally fought its way into theaters after an 8-year-long wait. And it did really well at the box office, way better than I was expecting. So today I'm going to be ranking all 4 Kung Fu Panda movies we have so far from my least to most favorite. Coming in at last place for me is Kung Fu Panda 4. This will easily go down as one of the biggest disappointments of the entire year for me. I was so incredibly excited for this film. I love these movies. They mean so much to me. We'll get into that as we move on this ranking. But Kung Fu Panda 4 felt like a shell at best of what this franchise has always been. It felt like a straight-to-DVD, underwhelming, lackluster DreamWorks animated movie that would come out in the year 2024 because it did. That just lacked all the heart and emotion and soul of the first two movies, and even to an extent, the third film. Now, of course, Jack Black is still great as Po. He's wildly entertaining, as he always is. There's still some funny moments, and a lot of the animation is beautiful, and it's really fun and electric to watch, and it's entertaining over the course of the 90 minutes. But I really just forgot most of this movie already, and I just saw it last week. And it's heartbreaking because this is one of my favorite animated franchises, at least when it's good. The lack of the Furious Five and a personal journey for Po that just felt very underwhelming created a very, what I thought was a mediocre and forgettable experience, which are words that I never want to associate with Kung Fu Panda. And a lot of the emotional depth of the first two movies is non-existent. The new character here, Zhen, voiced by Awkwafina, I thought was just a really weak addition who felt like a very lazy character to try and continue this franchise with without Po, which seems really unnecessary because there are still more stories you can tell with him, and I wholeheartedly believe that. And the film just never earned the payoff of what it's building up to in terms of trying to find this new dragon warrior. It feels so unearned, and the way it wastes a lot of returning characters is just, again, kind of unforgivable if you ask me personally. And a lot of the humor also does aim a little younger, which for me doesn't work. So Kung Fu Panda 4 for me was a huge disappointment. I went in, this was my number 4 most anticipated movie of the entire year, and it just felt like a lackluster sequel to me. Coming to my number 3 is Kung Fu Panda 3. Now I promise this isn't just going to be me going from 4, 3, 2, 1, you'll see that in just a second. But this, again, is one of the more disappointing movie experiences I remember over the last decade or so. And again, like I said, these movies mean a lot to me, and this film was also, like the fourth one, a huge letdown, which is why by the time we got to the fourth one, even though I was really disappointed, I had kind of already experienced that with this franchise with Kung Fu Panda 3. And I just feel like, you know, as much as I love to spend time in the Valley of Peace and spend time with Po and Jack Black is still, again, putting a lot into the character, the story of Po meeting his father, I just feel like goes back on so much of the development that Po made in Kung Fu Panda 2, and even more so, and I know I'm taking this franchise way too seriously by this point, I feel like his relationship with his dad is just very lackluster compared to, say, his back and forth with Mr. Ping and kind of that story in the second film. A lot of the humor is still funny, a lot of the verbal gags in particular, a lot of the, I think, physical gags got really old by this movie. A lot of the jokes with the pandas, the panda village, I just got really tired of really quickly. The only area in which this movie actually improves from the second film is, of course, the gorgeous animation. I feel like the animation of this franchise was at its best in Kung Fu Panda 3. It's so creative. There's this really cool mix of 2D and 3D backgrounds that are incredible to look at. But the fundamental story that this entire movie's based on just felt like the wrong direction to go with the series, in that it rehashes Po's arc from the second Kung Fu Panda about him accepting who he is and coming to terms with his childhood, but instead this movie goes back on it and has him go through the exact same arc, just in a much less interesting way. And his dynamic with his father is so interestingly underwhelming, considering you have Bryan Cranston, Walter White voicing Lee Shan, and it's just not a very interesting character. And again, even the Furious Five and Master Shifu, Po's relationships with them are so much more interesting than with his dad. And unfortunately, they're barely in this movie, so that doesn't really help. And after the beautiful story that I thought was Kung Fu Panda 2, again, I just felt like the scenes in the Panda Village were really boring, weirdly, for this franchise. And easily the scenes with the least, I almost felt like charm and pop to them. And even Kai, voiced by J.K. Simmons, feels almost like a rehash of Tai Lung, except, you know, you're putting Oogway in the place of Master Shifu in terms of his backstory. So this movie, to me, felt like a very hollow continuation of a fantastic set of movies that left me very disappointed, even at the time. Coming to my number two is Kung Fu Panda, the original 2008 film. This was one of my favorite movies to watch when I was like 3 or 4 years old. I would literally watch this movie like every single week. And I have so many great memories of watching this movie. And I will always have a very special place in my heart for the first two movies, even more so with the second one. And we'll get into that in a minute. But even as a movie, watching it again in 2024, I was absolutely shocked how well this movie holds up. And it's still one of my favorite animated movies ever. And the gap between Kung Fu Panda 3 and 4 and the top two are so wide that it is absolutely flabbergasting that they're even in the same franchise and that some of the creatives actually stayed on in between these movies. These top two are both movies that I love, while Kung Fu Panda 3 and 4 I just don't really like. And there's such a huge gap, it's kind of weird. But, and the gap between this one and my number one is very small, and we'll talk about it in just a minute. But this movie is the perfect balance of comedy, heart, action, and everything you want in an animated movie. And of course, fun. I genuinely forgot how funny this movie is, and even now, a lot of the jokes work better. I'm assuming it's because I have a lot of great memories of watching the movie and laughing all the time watching this when I was younger, but I still thought a lot of the jokes work really well. The animation is gorgeous. A lot of the action scenes and the choreography is absolutely astounding for an animated movie. And this movie also features the best secret Rocky training montage you've ever seen but never knew existed, involving food, and it's incredible. And like some of the scenes, like Tai Lung's escape, is just one of the greatest things ever. And Hans Zimmer's score in this movie is excellent. He works alongside John Powell, and it doesn't get enough love. It's so great. And even, I would say, like the heart of this movie and the story that Po goes through, kind of that classic hero's journey, is one of my favorite renditions of it, is in this movie. And I really like how it maturely tackles themes with Po, like identity and self-discovery. And his arc is very satisfying, despite the hyper fast pacing this movie has. And that's probably my only knock against it. I wish it slowed down a little more, because all these movies are 90 minutes, and I feel like the first two in particular could have used an extra 10 minutes. The other two I just wanted to stop watching, so I appreciated them being 90 minutes. This one I think could have used a little more, and Jack Black was just born to play this role. And it's weird to say, because it's an animated movie role. He's done so many great movies, like for example School of Rock, one of my favorite movies. But Jack Black to me is Poe. This is what I'll always remember him for, because he's so charismatic in this role. He's one of my favorite movie characters ever. And the character and his journey is so simple, but it's also so satisfying because, again, he voices the character so well and it's so much fun. And even the supporting characters I feel like are very fun to watch. And there's some really great voice performances, such as by Dustin Hoffman, who I would never have imagined in a role like this, but is so good as Master Shifu. I've loved this movie. I have pretty much ever since it came out, and I will continue to watch this movie almost yearly until the end of time. I absolutely love it. Such a great origin. I do think the second film improves on it in a few ways, which is why it comes in below. But coming in my number one is Kung Fu Panda 2. I think this film improves on the first one in a couple of ways, one of which being the villain, which I didn't mention with Kung Fu Panda 1. Tai Lung, I think, is a very solid villain. But I do think that he's a little underdeveloped watching it again. Like, he gets so little screen time. Shen, voiced by Gary Oldman, I think overall is just the better, more complete, and more developed villain that I feel like I understand from where he's coming from, what he's actually gone through to be in the position he is, and where he is at now finally taking over Gongmen City. I feel like it's a much more fleshed out character. But more specially, that's not even a word, for me, this movie was the first movie I ever remember seeing in movie theaters, so it means a lot to me, and I wouldn't be here talking about this movie or any movie without going to see this movie and it being as awesome as it was. Can't believe I haven't used that word in this ranking yet, but so I have such a special place in my heart for this movie, and because of that, I automatically have to put it above the first one. But I genuinely do think it just takes everything that worked about the first one and makes it better. This movie is one of my favorite animated movies ever made, and it still is, and it amped up almost everything that worked about the predecessor. Now, I will admit, it's not as funny as the first, but I think the areas in which it does improve makes up for that, and this movie still has a lot of really funny moments. And I love that this movie actually has Po working with the Furious Five it's really the only one where, only movie where we actually get them on adventures together. And Poe and his relationship with Tigress is great, and I love the screen time they share together in this movie. And him being a part of that group and the action sequences are so much fun. And again, Gary Oldman's so great as Shen. And but the thing that really makes this movie stand out is the very surprising and very mature angles it takes to tackling Poe as a character and continuing his journey by looking into his very unusual background and how he ended up in Mr. Ping's restaurant. And I love the way it tells that story and kind of giving us some information at the beginning, waiting for Poe to learn it himself. And the scene where he does, that scene gives me goosebumps, where he, quote-unquote, finds inner peace. And his journey of acceptance and finding his own inner peace within this movie was such a satisfying journey of self-discovery and one of the best I've ever seen done in an animated movie. And the payoffs, the action in the finale from a just, even like a character perspective, but just from like a visual treat perspective, is so much fun. Again, the animation is even better in this movie than it was in the first. And the connection between Poe and Lord Shen is where this movie ups the first one. Poe didn't really have a personal connection to Tai Lung as a character. It was more with Shifu. So the final battle doesn't have quite as much weight. But in Kung Fu Panda 2, everything means so much. And I'm not even joking when I tell you this movie has one of the most thrilling final acts in any martial arts movie ever. There's some awesome moments that are very creative and don't feel derivative of other things like Kung Fu Panda 4 does, where it just feels like generic 2024 Hollywood movie. This movie brings in so much that I don't think animated films, particularly a big studio one, had going for it. It's incredible. The action choreography is great. But it, again, it's that story of Poe and his, and again, discovering what happened to his parents and his heritage. That's why I just really didn't like Kung Fu Panda 3, because I feel like it just took it in a direction that felt like this movie was a little less meaningful. And I think the whole tease of Poe's dad actually being alive at the end of this movie means so much more than once we actually see him, because I feel like they completely fumbled the execution of him meeting his dad. If the franchise had just ended here and never explored Poe, or at least not Poe's dad again, and we only had that tease that, hey, he's still alive and he knows of his son's existence, but he's a dragon warrior, he doesn't want to interrupt his life. I feel like that would have been a much more satisfying end to Poe's journey, and knowing that his dad is still out there, I feel like was so much more powerful than once we actually met him. And I feel like that's such a disappointing feeling to have with this franchise. But Kung Fu Panda 2, one of the greatest animated movies ever made, one of my favorite movies to rewatch every couple of years. It is wildly entertaining, but still has so much that's meaningful to Poe as a character. And I feel like that's what puts this movie at number one in this ranking. Easily. So thank you guys so much for listening. As always, make sure to let me know what your favorite Kung Fu Panda movie is in the poll, which I'm going to put on Spotify, and I will catch you all next time. As always, bye-bye. And also, congratulations to Kung Fu Panda 4 for doing well at the box office. If only it were better.